We're doing a Yov. We're up to what's called the 37th chapter, the 4th pasuk. And Elihu ben Barachel, the final speaker, the final human speaker, is showing Yov how sometimes you can have a situation where you have thunder, you have lightning, you have clouds, and the people have aroused the wrath of God, and then they won't have rain. And when I look at the wondrous things that God does, that there are things that cannot be forecasted, like the weather, and Elihu said, "Af lezot yecharad libi." If we go back to the beginning of the 37th chapter, things like this make me tremble. V'yital mi mekomo, and my heart leaps out of its place. Shimu shamo beroges kolo, because you see that in God's anger, you hear the thunder. The hegem ipiv yetzen, it's like an utterance from God. Tachat kol hashamayim yishreu ve'oro al kanfot ha'aretz. God sends that voice, that thunder throughout all, under all the heavens, and the light of the lightning throughout the land. And where we're up to, pasuk daled, acharav yishag kol yareim bekol geono. Elihu says, God in His glory gives out a roar. Everyone, you see the lightning, you see the, you hear the thunder. Velo ya'akevim ki yishama kolo. And you have a situation where Hashem makes the roar of the thunder that's heard after you see the lightning. And really, they both emanated from the same place. They both came at the same time, at the same place. But when you see them from a distance, you see a gap between them, between the lightning and the thunder. So why do we see them separate? That's an indication to us. Our light travels differently than sound, right? We think that there's an order, that first the light and then the sound. It's not so. But if you think about it, this is one of the amazing things God made on the planet. This is another thing that shows us the limitations that God placed on the planet. Even light and sound have their limitations and their speeds at which they travel. Yar'eim el Bekolo niflaot. Hashem thunders, so to speak, with His voice. These are one of the amazing things that God does. Ose gedolot velo neda. And this is one thing which we can witness. There are so many other amazing things that God does that are beyond our perception. Ki lasheleg yomar hevei aretz. Because God can command the snow to come down on the earth. And you look out and there's snow. V'geshem matar v'geshem mitrot uzo. And so too He could command the rains, torrents of rain to come down. And suddenly you see that these are things that you can witness. These are things you can see. V'yad kol adam yachtom. But on the other hand, Hashem seals from the hand of mankind the capacity to forecast these things. Who forecasted the tsunami? Who could tell you a year in advance, a week in advance? God makes it so that we cannot forecast these natural occurrences. Ladat kol anshei maaseihu, so that when a person sees this, so that everyone sees that they should do what they have to do before the rain comes. Hashem says, Elihu is saying, Hashem doesn't give us the capacity to know in advance when it's going to rain. We know it's cloudy. It's been cloudy for 2 days. Is it going to rain now? Is it going to rain in an hour? Did it rain? Will it rain? These are things that we can't forecast. Ladat kol anshei ma'aseyu. If only we would know, then we'd know how to behave in accordance. Vatavo chaya v'mo'arev. You see that the animals, on the other hand, they can forecast the weather to an extent. And that's why you'll find the animals, they stay at home when they know it's going to be a day of rain. They don't bother going out to their ambush. Ubimonote hatishkon. She goes into her den and she doesn't bother hunting on a day that she senses it's going to rain. So you see, EO, you're claiming, I don't understand God. Well, let me show you. You don't understand anything about the world. You don't understand when it's going to rain. Even the animals have better senses to forecast what's about to happen than you do. So hold your horses before you make claims about you're not understanding the ways of God. You don't understand anything about the ways of God. The error is in your concept that God has to fit into a certain legal system, into a certain moral system that you've devised, and you think that you can devise and limit God to your understanding. Well, you don't understand anything about God's world anyways. Let me just, he's illustrating things, and to an extent, some of what he's saying is along the lines of the answer which we will read, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the future, that God tells Eov. Much of God's speech is going to be, Eov, tell me, what do you understand? That you have these claims, I don't understand. There's not much you do understand about how I run the world, and that's along the lines of what Elihu is saying now.